first interview with Carmela Bologna, 80-year-old Italian immigrant who was a member of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers of America. I had first met Carmela at an ACWA retirees function in December, and at that time mentioned that I would like to interview her. At another retirees function in February, and mentioned that I would be calling her to interview her. I met with her in her apartment in North Hollywood. She's a very sweet woman who looks considerably younger than her 80 years and moves with tremendous energy. Her daughter-in-law was with us throughout the interview and occasionally would ask a question or attempt to clarify an answer. She and Carmela seemed both to be quite concerned about the ability to understand Carmela because of her thick Italian accent. Although I found it no problem during the interview situation in hearing the tape back, there might be some problem in understanding her. This first interview covered her early life in Sicily and began to touch on the first few years following her immigration. Within 2 weeks of her arrival in Chicago, the 1910 general strike began. She participated in the strike, but primarily as a follower of the group, she says. This tape covers the period to her marriage, with some brief information about her life after her marriage.
I'm probably going to want to see you more than once. And what I'd like to get from you today is your background. Tell me about the village or the town that you were from in Naples and a little bit about your family. First of all, you want to start by telling me about Sicily?
Yeah.
Where you were born?
When were you born, first of all?
In Italy, Nicosia, province of Catania. And now a province of Vienna. They're changing.
And what do you remember what year it was?
When I born?
Mm-hmm.
Nineteen ninety-three, for November.
Now, was this a town or was it a village?
That's a town, a circondario. See, this is my town. They got 13 paese all around, 13 villages. Mm-hmm. It's like Los Angeles. They got Northern California. Yeah, that's a circondario, Nicosia.
And you lived in Nicosia or
yeah.
outside?
No, in Nicosia. Uh-huh.
Yeah. What did your father do?
Oh, my father was a farmer, contadino. Yeah. Yeah, my brother contadino, my mother. Yeah. My mother was masare, you know. There was, they have a farm, they have a cow, you know, there was more better position.
What, did they go out of the town to their farm? They had the farm outside?
Yeah, they have a farm. They go and work in the morning, get up 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yeah, they go on the farm.
Did you work on the farm with them?
No, I never liked. No, I never, because I live in the town. We don't live in the farm. We live in the town. My father, my brother, they go in the morning and they come back at the night.
How far out did they have to go to their own land there?
Oh, it was pretty far. It was walk about 2 hours.
They had to walk 2 hours.
Oh yes,
there?
Well, they have a donkey. Yeah. They have a lot of fruit. My father was make wine, oil, everything. We have lots of fruit.
So it was a pretty big, you had a fair amount of land.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of land. So every land was a linear. Oh, yeah.
What? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have 4 brothers and 1 sister.
Are they older than you?
Oh, five, older than me. I'm the fifth.
Did you go to school at all in Switzerland?
Yes, I went to school. I was in third class.
Up to the third grade.
We call it third class. Mm-hmm.
So you learned how to read and write when you were there?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, what did your family come over here?
My brother, they were here. Three brothers, they were here. And my brother sent me money. And I come here.
How come they came over?
Why
did your brothers come over?
Well, there was first an uncle that lived here. Uncle. And they come one after.
Why did they decide to leave Sicily?
Well, they want to decide because they want a better life.
It was a hard life there?
Oh yes. Sure. I remember poor my father. My brother was going to work at 10 cents a day.
He didn't work on the farm? Your brother?
Oh, yeah. Sure, there was work for my father together.
Yeah. What was it that he made 10 cents a day doing?
Well, there was a governor. Sometime they got a bigger farm. They wanted somebody help. And they give it 10 cents a day. 10 cents a day, sometime 20 cents they call a liter. When they go far away.
What kind of standard of living did you have? Did you have trouble getting food, or did you always have food?
No, thank God, we have food because my father was provided. They put him on everything in the land. They have fruit, everything.
So you grew all your own food?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did they have enough to sell to other people then too?
Yes, there was a sell. Yeah, there was a sell of fruit every year. We have a ground and we sell. And that's why they was make a little bit of money. Otherwise, they're not making no money. And the poor my father was to come and they make a little bit of money and they buy a piece of land.
Oh, we buy more land?
They sell a fruit, and make a little bit and they buy land.
Do you know how much land he had?
Well, I remember that we have one place that called all olives. Another one place we have a Fugadindia, Fugadindia? Over there they call it Mundedro. The pack. They call it pack.
Yeah.
One pack, you know.
Right. Like half a bushel or something.
Yeah, something like that. Over there, it was called we have a lot of places.
The size
there.
Of the land, Ma.
Huh?
A peck is like a bushel.
Yeah, my bush, the put them on the bush. After they spread it up, that's the much the much to put them on. Yeah. Yeah.
How many pecks do they pick in a year, say?
Oh, that's the color of the land. And they got
the
size of the land. Yeah, the color. We call it eggs.
Yeah.
Over there we call just like a mundelo, a bushel. That's less than a bushel. See, that's what they call it over there. See, the one place there was. The tumen, they call it tumen, you call it a lot of different way.
But you don't know how much in acres, how big the land was in acres.
Well, I don't know. You can ask somebody.
I was just trying to figure out how much extra food they had to sell. Do you remember how much they were able to make from what they sold? How much money they were able to make?
they make for this ourselves, you know, just for ourselves. Thank God there be no going to the charity.
Oh, so they have very little to sell to anybody else.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of time.
Don't have surplus.
Yeah,
it sounds like not very much.
No.
But they were considered... middle class, well off, where everybody else.
They were. Yeah. What kind of house did you live in?
Oh, what kind of house did you live?
Ah. Do you remember?
Oh, sure, I remember. Listen, we have a house, a two-story house. And we have a house. Years ago, my grandpa. They have, we was live at the mountain, on the rock, at the back, cave. Mm-hmm. And we was live just in the cave.
Your grandfather did?
Yeah, my father too. See? After they make a nice inside, you know. Everybody know on ourselves.
That whole town was built.
See?
So then the house was built right into the mountain?
Inside. Yeah. But a lot of people, they have a beautiful house, you know. No, everybody just like, depend.
Your house wasn't a beautiful house?
One was nice. Another one was inside the because we have three houses.
You have three houses?
Yeah. See, one house, you know, we have a second floor.
Almost living quarters, and I think one they use.
See, over there, nearly just like here, a lot of people that live on the first floor, a lot of people next to the second floor, and a lot of people, there was somebody live like mm-hmm. there. Yeah.
The walls are
combined. Yeah. When they must make a fix, we must fix, we must patch everybody, they must patch. You know, when they want to make a fix, see the, something tear down. People, they must pay.
Oh.
We must pay.
Oh, I see.
They share.
I see. So you had two stories, though.
Yeah.
Were the animals kept down below on the first floor, or was that living quarters?
And there was an animal on the first floor, yeah.
You lived on the first floor?
Yeah, on the first floor.
Animals or you?
Yeah, a donkey. Yeah, a donkey.
Yeah.
Did the donkey live down below?
We have a cow. Sure, we have. Yes.
Where did you keep them?
In the same. We was a little bit farther.
I see. So you, the family, lived in both the first and second floor,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
How many rooms were there?
Oh, how many rooms? Oh my God! You wanna know too much? That's a terrible that time, Mommy. Yeah,
that's
why she's definitely. I tell you, when I think I cry, you see yourself. It was 3 years ago. He was asleep all over in the room.
Well, European countries do that now. That's not. See,
we was just that's we was have a big room. We was gone there, and we was still asleep over in the room. But now that's better.
Well, when you were a girl, did you all sleep in the same room?
Sure, yeah, we have a bed.
Yeah. So the whole family lived in one room?
We have the bed here, bed there, bed there. And we never see my father, mother, they kiss each other. I tell you the truth. And now that's a terrible. That's a terrible now.
Huh? You don't want to know about
that. No, I mean, I tell you.
Different generation.
Yeah.
But so all the children and your father and mother all were in the same room?
After we was too much, they're going to sleep in another house. Okay? See, my brother, they're going to sleep. After we big, I and my sister, we sleep in another house. This chair, see? You know, then it was better. We separate because we have the same neighborhood, the other house. Eh?
Now, where, and the other, how big was this other house?
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's this one.
Just like a room?
Yeah, that's all.
And you and your sister went and stayed there?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that? Were you still in school then?
Well, he was little. About 10 years old, 11 years old, you know, they see when we was grown up, it was too small the place, they see it over there. My brother, there was a sleeper, the second floor, we was living the third floor, okay? You know, we have the house. Mm-hmm. You know,
so it was all right against the mountainside then?
Yeah.
And they just had shoveled out spaces in, like, into caves.
Oh, this is the log. Oh, yeah, there. Yeah, they go inside. After they put them on the something, you know, they put them in the door. There's a lot of people like to do that. And they feel that. And don't nobody live there no more.
Oh, they don't live there anymore? In that town?
Yeah. No. I mean their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They become more sophisticated. They got walls.
Yeah.
Walls.
Yeah.
Where did you get your water from?
We was a care. Mm-hmm. We was a walk a 2 block, a 3 block. We have a big jar. Mm-hmm. And we was a care, we small, and we was a care. We was like a 2-3 block.
So was it in the central piazza?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now they got a water in the place. Every house we got a water.
But when you left, there was no water or lights.
My place, no. Mm-hmm. No. And now they got water, they got everything. No. And now they got better.
How old were you when you had to start fetching water? Do you remember? Did you have to start when you were a very young girl?
Oh, sure. We have a small jar and we go to care. We was helpful. See, my mother, we was helpful. The small things, see. We can't get when the big thing was a kid.
So then the older you got, the bigger the jar got.
Yeah.
Where did your mother wash the clothes? Was there a river there?
Oh, we have wood. Just like a buy, not a buy, wood. Mm-hmm. They make
top. Like a wooden tub.
Yeah, it's top. Everything.
Oh, right where the water was.
No.
We carried the water.
You carried the water to the house.
To wash, yeah.
Washing and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank God we live with you, like the rich people again. Thank God. Now all that time, oh yeah, I tell you. Well, thank God there was more worse than me. See, a lot of people than I were not so important. They come out of the town.
They didn't have enough to eat.
No, sure. It's working. A lot of people that go for the maids. Mm-hmm. They get rich people, and they go there. It's work. And the people that come out of the town, they're not ashamed. We the people over there, we shame to go make a service. Mm-hmm. See, that was a shame. Now the people that are down, they're not sure. And they got a job.
Did anyone in your family work? Besides doing the farming?
No work over there. Mm-hmm. No work. That's all in the farm. That's all there.
Did your mother help on the farm too?
Oh, yes. She was called. She was at when at that time of day of
harvest?
Harvest. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Put my mother, she was work hard, but then, yeah.
Did the children help on the farm? Did the girls help on the farm, or just the boys?
I was, my sister, she was a cripple, paralyzed, you know. My sister, she came to 3 years old, she was paralyzed, a stroke. And she had F body.
I see.
My three brothers, I mean, it was the fifth one, and I was helping much. Mm-hmm. My brother was helping my mother. Yeah.
So you had three of your brothers then came over to the United States?
Yeah. Four brothers. After coming the other brother, I got four.
Oh, well, first three went.
Three. After I come myself, after my younger boy, or brother.
Mm-hmm. How, and when did they come over? How long before you did the brothers come?
Oh, they come for one brother. My one of my brother, they come.
A couple years before you came.
Oh no, more sure. See, I was a little girl, and I left my brother.
Well, how much older than you was your oldest brother?
See, every child we was 4 years behind. Every child, mm-hmm.
So he was four. So he was quite a bit older than you then.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. See, there was after they make the army. He was in the soldier. He was in the army. He came in American. After they make 3 years in the army, 21, 23, 24. After they come, I come 1910.
So he probably came about 1900?
Yeah, maybe 1904, or something like that.
And did all three of them come over together? The three brothers, did they come at the same time?
No. Another one came after. Maybe after about 2-3 years after one.
I see.
See, 1910, 1909, 1908, my mother died.
In Sicily?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1909, my father died. And my brother come and they go to America, see? After 6 months, I come.
Mm-hmm.
1910.
Were your parents very old? Did they die young?
My mother 49. And my father 50. He was the same age. See, 1 year after.
What? How? What? Why did they die so young?
Well, that's also the hard work. You have a bronchitis, my mother. Yeah. They work.
Mm-hmm. Did most of the people in that town die fairly young?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
So it wasn't unusual in this town for someone to be only 50 then when they died?
Oh, some die old, see. Mm-hmm. No, everybody. Well, they happen to die. They make hard work.
Well, after they died, before you came to the United States, who took care of you then?
Yeah. When my mother died, I even though I was 40 or so, there was my sister, and we take care of ourselves.
So the children?
We was three.
There was your sister,
yeah.
One other brother, and you.
Yeah.
Were still there.
Yeah.
And who took care of the farm then after they died?
Oh, the farmer that take care. Yeah, you know, after they die, somebody take care. Come to the
Titor.
Out, no, see, because we don't have it.
Legal aid, right. Somebody was put in like a trust.
Yeah, trust.
And then they were supported by that.
Oh, I see.
What
do you call that?
A garden. Yeah, we have a garden.
Over the property and everything, but he saw two of it.
Yeah.
Wasn't taken away from them.
We don't see nothing.
Well, you don't see anything. Yeah. But you have food.
Oh,
Yeah.
Because my brother sent money, you know, and American, they would send some money.
But the land was still yours.
Yes. No, there's somebody to take care of, because we something happened, we have somebody, yeah.
But so the three children lived by themselves in the house then, though, and took care of the house.
Yeah.
And did your brothers keep farming the land and get the food for you then?
Yeah, it was a small butcher.
How old was he?
Oh, there was 10 years old. I have a...
Oh.
Yeah. And he was working. He was working. somebody that was make a tire, you know, the roof.
Well, it must have been awfully hard on you three children. You were only 14, and he was 10, and how old was your sister?
4 years old.
Your sister was 18, but she was partially paralyzed. That must have been awfully difficult.
Oh, yeah. And that's why I said when the people, they cry. They're not enough to cry. They got everything. The people, some people over there. But thank God, we no star. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any aunts or uncles in the town there?
No relatives?
No. None at all?
No.
Where was your mother's, where did your mother's family come from?
There was, she had a sister, she was only here.
Oh, I see.
And they have a brother, the South American. Everybody split up, you see. They have another one, an uncle, and there was an Anna, you know, previously Anna. They was living there, see. We don't know, see.
And how about your father's family? Where were they?
I don't remember.
Oh. But they didn't live in Sicily.
Oh, yes. They was living, everybody. Well, they died. I don't remember my father, my grandpa, my grandma. They have a brother. I don't remember because they died before.
I see.
See, my mother, she have a father. They died for the cholera.
Mm-hmm.
Cholera. Yeah.
Cholera.
My grandma, she was dead. And they have a brother. They're going to South America. The sister, she was here. That's pretty much.
It shows that that just shows how hard the life was, that people didn't live very long or stay there.
Yeah.
So your brother came over then in about 1904, the oldest one.
Yeah.
And then he would send money back to the family, and then the next one came over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
And then he sent money back, and the next one came over, and then they finally sent for you.
Yeah.
Now, how did he get money to come over to begin with, the first one?
Oh, my uncle.
Oh, I see. Your uncle lived here, and he...
There was a little year, and he came in Italy. And at the same time, they make, well, my father, they have a little bit money, you know. At that time, it was cheap. You know, for $40, $50, you can come here.
But that was a lot of money for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yes. See, and my uncle, the husband, my aunt, they say, come on, I have to. After they give, you work here, they give back. Yeah. That's the other reason. See, when they send the money.
There's a loan.
Mm-hmm.
They all pay back.
Yeah.
So did you come over by yourself then?
Yeah, I have a guidance. Yeah, I come.
Were you alone or was there someone with you?
For some, I can come all alone. I must have somebody. Guarantee. Yeah.
But did you come on the? Did you travel alone on the boat?
Yeah, I have a friend. This is a guarantee. We have a three. We started. We have a three.
Oh, three friends of you came together.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Nicosia.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about your trip over? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, you want.
Where did you have to go to get the boat?
Oh, we went to Palermo. We stayed one night in Palermo, one day, after we go Naples, they take a boat. We take a small boat, and we take a big boat. And my boat, the name San Giovanni.
The big boat, San Giovanni.
Big, beautiful boat.
How long did it take to get from Palermo to Naples?
Well, we come... For the train, we come. For the train.
To Palermo.
See, we come. We come to Lanforte, you know, one of the place. After the Lanforte, we take a train and we go on Palermo.
And then from Palermo, though, you took a boat.
In the Palermo, after we take all of the paper, we take the small boat, because for going to take a big boat, we take a small boat, you know, back up.
Mm-hmm.
We take a big boat.
And the three of you girls?
It was all together. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were friends from the same town?
Yes. But they stay in New York. I come all alone in Chicago.
What? Now, how long did the... Do you remember anything about the boat trip itself?
Everything we stayed 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
See? Because we come to Palermo. See, I tell you, I left Nicosia 15 August 1910. I come here and 2 days before the Falabra Day.
Mm-hmm.
See?
So it was almost a month that it took over?
No, 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
8:15.
See? Yeah, because I think the 2 September.
Mm-hmm.
See, there was a Saturday I come, and Sunday everybody, and Monday say, oh, everybody, that's why I can forget it when I come. You see, that's a holiday, what mm-hmm. kind, Labor Day, that's why I can forget. See, I think, or 2 or 3, the September.
So the boat ride itself only took about...
See, after we, the 15 we live in my town, after we stayed a couple of days, I don't remember the day, but well, everything about two weeks did it take.
How, did you have to carry your own food on the boat?
No, they give it. They give it. No, they give it food.
How many of you had to sleep in the same place on the boat?
Oh, we have one after, see, mm-hmm. It was 1, 2, 3, 4.
It was very crowded?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. A big boat.
Were there many young people like yourself, or were most of them?
Oh, yeah. No, all mixed.
Mm-hmm. And they were all from Italy on the boat? Or did the boat stop elsewhere?
I don't know. I don't think they can follow the elderly. I don't know the answer.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have to sleep on the deck. You slept in a room, in a dormitory.
Oh, sure. We must see. Now they got a room. Before there was one after other. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one after other.
That wasn't on the floor. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't on the floor. You were in a
dorm. No, we know it was on the floor. No.
Yeah. Were there other passengers on the deck? Outside? Who had to sleep outside? Do you remember?
No, nobody sleep outside. Okay. I don't know.
The reason I ask is that some of the people who came from Russia and from Poland very often couldn't afford the dormitory, and they had to sleep on the decks outside.
I know it's outdoor outside. So see, when the daytime we going out, we are all in the boat outside. We stay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when the bad weather, we go inside. We all, you know, the boat was a shaking. You know.
Was it a rough trip over?
A couple of days, we all know.
But so you, it wasn't really a hard trip. You didn't suffer on
it. Oh no. I have a beautiful. No, we have a nice. Everything nice. That was a trick, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, we know you have a heart.
And then did you arrive at Ellis Island or Castle Garden? Do you remember? Where did the boat come in New York?
When did we come in the lower market, we stopped there.
Do you remember the name of the place that you stopped?
No, I don't know. Boat, the port, I don't know.
Okay.
I know everybody did stop there,
yeah,
I think.
Ellis Island.
See, I think everybody stopped there. And see, we stop. Where you go? Chicago. Where you go? I don't see no more my true friend.
That was it?
That's it. I don't see. See, because we get off the boat, where you go? Even if we don't say goodbye.
Did you have a tag on you saying where you were going? Do you remember?
No, I don't know.
Did you know how to say Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
You were able to say it?
Oh, sure.
But you didn't know any English, did you?
No, nothing, no.
When they asked you where you were going, did they ask you in Italian?
We were to show the passport. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
We show the passport. We have in the hand, we show. They don't know everything.
And how long did you have to stay in that place before you went on the train?
Oh, well, we not stay longer. Right away, They take it in the train. See, after we tell a little bit, we show, they give them food. We give, I don't know, the food they give to me, I tell you. I never ever have that kind of thing. They give it to me. You must buy. I give them some money. I show how much money I have. I have $50. You must show. That's all we have. They must say, okay, there you go. After we take a train, you know how long we stay in the train? See, we take the night, Friday the night. No. First of us. We stayed 2 days and 2 nights.
On the train?
Yeah.
How did you get to the train? Did someone take you there?
Well, the same time, I don't know, I don't remember. They said they take ours, we don't know ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, they take it just like a little bit donkey choo-choo. Where they go, we must go. Come on, here we go, fuck. Just like here, when you don't go no place, you must fuck.
So were there many people from this boat who were going to go on to Chicago?
I don't know, nobody. That time, my two friends, they're going to work, I'm also all alone. Somebody, they come. Okay, I come. The Saturday night, 12 o'clock, in Chicago. And I find all my brother there.
They were waiting for you?
Oh, yeah. I recognize, they not recognize you.
Why didn't they recognize you? Did you look different?
Because they left a small girl.
I see.
I remember them. I say, I have a picture, I remember them. Two of my brothers did not recognize me. My one didn't recognize me because they came 6 months before me, mm-hmm. Uncle John.
Were you afraid on the train by yourself?
No. I was glad to go see my brother. I was happy. No, I was afraid.
Now, your sister and your little brother stayed behind in Sicily still then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. After my brother that come, when Sam was born, Yeah. 1913 to come my small brother.
Now, what were your brothers work? They were working in Chicago, your brothers. What did they do? What kind of work?
Oh, they was work building lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Uh-huh. And the packs, when they find work, they go. Mm-hmm. They just like now. Mm-hmm. They don't want to work. They're glad that they find. Sometimes they was working the packs. Sometimes the building lamp. Yeah.
But none of them were working as tailors then?
No.
Mm-hmm. And did they had an apartment in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember where that was that you first went?
Oh, when I went to there, well, I was living four floor.
Mm-hmm. What neighborhood was it in?
In the 22nd Winter Down, Clark.
Wentworth. Oh, on the north side?
No, south side. Mm-hmm. You know Chicago? You know South? You know Archer Evan?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of Archer Evan. Archer Evan Clark. There was such a big building. There was, I don't know how many apartments.
Did you all live in just one room, or did they have more than one room in there?
No, we have four rooms. Long.
Mm-hmm.
No privacy. Only one in the front privacy. There was a sleep of my brother Mary. I sleep there. After I sleep there, next room my brother, and the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It was long.
Did you have boarders too?
No, me. Somebody did. No, I know him. No.
And what? So your three brothers and you then lived in this apartment together?
No. I was living. One brother was married.
Oh, I see.
One was a single, and me.
Mm-hmm.
It was really before. But after my, he had a baby.
One brother, two brothers were married. Louis was married.
And my Louis, there was a little different place.
Oh, he lived somewhere else.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He was the oldest one?
Yeah, the older one. There was a little different place. He had four children. He was living near Arch 11 at Clark. You know. He was living all around there.
Now, when you before I forget, what was your name before you were married?
Messina.
M A S S I N A.
Yeah. See that. The
Messina. Town Messina. M E S S I N A. Now, but so you had, when you first came over, you had never done any work in Italy. You didn't know any skills.
No. No, it was left.
Make
the stocking. We must make the stocking. We must do this. We was going there, and you know, the lady, she was a sewer. We was learn to make something.
So you knew how to sew a little bit when you came.
Oh yes.
But you had in Sicily, you had never done it for money. It was just learning.